Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. How may I help you?
Hi, my name is Tesla. I have a potential Roundup claimant on the line ready for transfer. His name is Jasmine Meadows, and that's M-E-A-D-O-W-S. Are you ready for him?
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Hi, Jasmine. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Perfect. Again, my name is Carolina on a recorded line. I understand you had some interest in the Roundup lawsuit. Would you want to see if you met the criteria to participate?
I couldn't hear you, ma'am. What did you just say?
No worries. Would you like to see if you met the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes.
Perfect. And did you already have an attorney helping you, or have you signed paperwork with another legal agency?
No.
Okay. Sounds good. Now, was it yourself or a loved one that was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Well, that's a personal claim.
Okay. And you said that was yourself?
Yes.
See, and I'm so sorry to hear that. Do you know what kind of non-Hodgkin's it was?
What's that like? How do you pronounce it? I just said it. Hodgkin's.
Okay. The non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yeah.
Okay. And again, you don't know the subtype, like diffuse large B-cell lymphoma or chronic lymphocytic leukemia, any of those?
Well, no, I don't remember.
That's okay. No worries. Was this the only non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis you've received?
Yes.
Okay. And when was it that you were diagnosed?
When was I diagnosed?
Mm-hmm.
It was like January of 2021.
Okay, like January of 2021.
Okay. Yeah, like January 14th.
Okay. And where did you use the Roundup? Was it at home?
Yeah, it was residential.
Do you know if anyone else used the Roundup at home, or was it just yourself?
Just me.
Okay. And how old were you when you were diagnosed in 2021?
I was 41.
Okay. And do you have a birth certificate?
Yes.
Perfect. And how many years were you spraying the Roundup in total?
How many years I used it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let me see. From probably like June like 2009. Stopped using it like around April 2020.
Okay. So around April of 2020. So that might have been about, give or take, 11 years. Is that right?
Yeah, something okay. Like that.
Yeah. Okay. Now, it is a little redundant, but I am required to ask, have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And the phone that we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
It's a smartphone.
Okay. Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And a citizen as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I do have a couple illnesses I am required to ask. Okay, you could just let me know at the end if you have received diagnosis for these. I have HIV, AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis B, hepatitis C, arthritis, diabetes, cancer requiring chemotherapy besides this one, lupus, Epstein-Barr, or an organ transplant. Any of those?
No.
Okay. And do you know of any family history of cancer?
No.
Okay. Great. Okay. Now I have your first name, Jasmine. Can you spell that for me?
That's J-A-S-M-O-N-D. Jasmine.
Jasmine. Okay. Again, that's J-A-S-M-O-N-D. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I believe she said Meadows, M-E-A-D-O-W-S.
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And did you have a middle name?
No.
Okay. How about a suffix to your name?
No.
Okay. Now, Jasmine, can you confirm your gender for me?
A male.
Perfect. And your marital status?
I am single.
Okay. And what was your date of birth?
July 19, 1979.
Okay. Again, that was July 19, 1979. And your social?
237-313905.
Again, that was 237-313905.
Yes.
Perfect. Now, Jasmine, when you did find out that there was a connection between Roundup and your diagnosis, was this through an ad on TV, something online? Did a friend let you know? How did you find out?
Social media.
Okay. Through social media, like an ad on there?
Yes.
Okay. And when was it that you found out? Was this recently?
Yes.
Okay. Was it this year?
Yes.
Okay. And what's your height?
5'11".
Okay, about 5'11". Do you know your current weight? Again, just approximately.
Like 190 pounds.
Okay. Now, I don't see an email on here. Do you have one that you use?
Who?
An email address?
It's my name backwards, MeadowsJasmine@gmail.com.
Okay. MeadowsJasmine@gmail.com, you said?
Yes.
Okay. And then the phone number, 470-556-0954. Is this the best one to reach you?
Yes.
Okay, great. During those 11 years that you were using the Roundup, how many times a month or a week would you say that you used it?
I would say about 2 times a month.
Okay. About twice a month. And again, it is a little redundant. Mm-hmm. It is a little redundant, but I have to ask, did you spray Roundup for at least 1 full year before your diagnosis, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. You said you sprayed, you started in June of 2009, and you last sprayed around April of 2020, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and why did you stop using it in 2020? Did you start feeling symptoms, or was there another reason?
Yeah, Yes, yeah, started having like symptoms. I was facing like complications, you know, like loss of appetite and vomiting, shortness of breath, and I had a lump was growing on the right side of my neck.
I see, I see. And I'm so sorry to hear that. And when you did spray it, was this with the hand sprayer that it comes with, or was it more like a backpack?
Yeah, the sprayer.
Okay. Okay. And did you use any protective gear, any gloves, eyewear, mask, anything like that?
I use a glove and a mask, you know, sporadically.
Okay. And where did you apply it? Remind me, is that home? Was it just around the whole property? Was it like a fence line or a garden?
Yeah, a little everywhere.
Okay.
It was, you know, needed.
I see. And in what state did you use the product in? Hi, Jasmine, can you still hear me? In what state were you using the Roundup in?
Georgia.
Okay. Georgia, thank you. Okay. Now it does ask for approximately how many times you were exposed in total. So I could definitely do the math for us. If you used it about twice a month, it'd be about 24 times a year. And times 11 years, that looks like 264. We can round it up to about just 270. We can go a little higher than that if you think, you know, there was additional little touch-ups here and there. What number sounds good to you?
270 would be fine.
Okay. About 270. And were you ever exposed to any other herbicides, benzene, or Agent Orange?
No.
Okay. And remind me, what type of Roundup was it? Was it the one that came pre-mixed, or did you have to dilute the concentrated one with water?
Yeah, it was the concentrated one.
Okay. And where was this bought?
I get it from my Home Depot.
Okay. A local one, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any receipts from back then?
I would have to see. I'll have to check.
Okay, no worries. Do you have any Roundup in your possession? Any at home?
No, not at the moment.
That's good. That's good to hear. Okay, now Jasmine, have you ever smoked?
No.
Okay. Are you currently employed?
No.
Have you ever lost time away from work because of any treatment related to the diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And what year was this? Was this in 2021 that you lost time away from work?
Yes.
How long in total would you say that you were unable to work? Was it a few months?
I would say, I would say a year.
Okay. And this was because of treatment and just health conditions?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Now remind me, what treatment did you undergo because of this? Was it chemotherapy, radiation, surgeries?
Yeah, chemotherapy, therapy, and immunotherapy, immunotherapy, and pain medications.
Okay. and pain medication. I see. And do you have any military background, Jasmine?
No.
How about, have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits, filed for disability, workers' compensation claims, or for bankruptcy?
No.
Okay, perfect. And have you ever been convicted of a crime other than minor traffic offenses, like a parking ticket, for example?
No.
Okay, sounds great. Now, do you remember the doctor who diagnosed you, their name?
What that doctor's name? Oh man, let me see. I remember the doctor. I remember Dr. Joseph. Dr. David. I think it was Dr. David Shepherd.
Okay. Dr. David Shepherd. And what hospital was this in?
Was Wellstar Cobb Medical Center.
Okay. You said will stop car?
Wellstar.
Okay. Will Star Medical Center.
Yeah, Cobb Medical Center.
And was this in the one in LaGrange, Georgia?
No, it's Austell, Georgia.
Okay. Let's see here. Okay, I don't know if I see one under that city. What was the city again? Oh, you said Austell?
Yes.
Okay, I did see this one. Okay, so that was the Wellstar Cobb Medical Center, and this is in Austell, Georgia, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, just one second. Bear with me, okay? Okay, and was this the same place where you were diagnosed and treated?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and then I did find David D. Shepherd out there in Cobb County. Again, that was the doctor that diagnosed.
Yes.
Okay. And do you have the medical records for this?
But the hospital should have them.
Okay, so the hospital has them. Sounds good. And when did you start getting the treatment? Was this early 2021?
Yes.
Okay. Was it in the same month of January?
I say it was like 20, January.
Okay, around January. And how else has the diagnosis affected your life? Do you have any ongoing conditions or any side effects that remain?
No.
Okay, that's really good to hear. Okay, and then what was your primary address?
What's my primary? The 5850 Hillendale. 5850 Hillendale Drive. Apartment 1018. And that's Latonya, Georgia, 30058.
Perfect. Can you just repeat the street name for me one more time? I got 5850 and then I just missed the street.
Hillendale. Hillendale, H-I-L-L, Hillendale.
Perfect. So 5850 Hillendale, H-I-L-L-A-N-D-A, I'm sorry, A-L-E Drive. And that was in Lithonia, Georgia, 30058. Is that right?
Yeah. And that's okay. Apartment 1018.
1018. 1018. Is that right?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Great. Now, we do just request an emergency contact in case we can't reach you for an extended period, Jasmine. Do you have anyone that comes to mind?
Emergency contact. Mm-hmm. You can put Chastity Smith.
Okay. What was the first name again?
Chastity. C-H-A-S-I-T-Y.
Perfect. And you said that was Smith, S-M-I-T-H?
Who?
Okay. And what was the relationship to Chastity?
Oh, that's my sister.
Okay. Sounds good. And what's her phone number?
404-599-5852.
Okay, perfect. Now what I am going to do now is just draft a DocuSign. Are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes.
Oh, perfect. Okay, so I'm just going to get this ready for you here. What this DocuSign is for is just giving the law firm permissions to go ahead and pull your medical records so that they can go ahead and get started on the case for you. Okay, now do you want this sent to your email, your text messages, both? Do you have a preference?
I'll send it to my email.
Okay. Again, that was meadowsjasmond@gmail.com, right?
Yes.
Okay. Again, I just want to go over some information on here just to make sure I have it all correct. I see I have your address here. Again, that's 5850. This was Hillendale Drive in Lithonia, Georgia. Okay. Let's see here. Okay, it looks like it didn't add the apartment number. Just one second. Again, you said this apartment 1018, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, now I have your date of birth here is July 19th of 1979, and your social is 237-313905. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now I did just send this. Let me know when you do receive it, and I'll stay on the line just in case you have any issues.
Okay.
Okay.
What did it say? Legal case info?
I'm sorry?
What's the email going to say? Legal case info?
It should have a DocuSign, and then it'll have my name on there about Carolina Hernandez wants to share a DocuSign, something like that. Did you see that?
No.
I see. Let me see here.
Oh, yeah, I got it.
Okay, perfect.
Uh-huh. Okay, so what I do, hit review document.
Yeah, review documents, and then once you accept like terms and conditions, I like to say just follow the yellow brick road. Anywhere where you see that it's yellow, you would just tap on that.
Okay. Okay, you say anywhere I see the yellow. Okay. Okay. Did it finish?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, I just received it on my end. With that, I am going to send you a text message. I just sent it. You should be seeing it pop up soon. This is, it has my contact information and it has the law firm's contact information. Now, I would wait about 48 hours until I would reach out to the law firm. It does take a while for them to receive your paperwork, but once they do, they're going to give you a quick call, Jasmine, and they're just going to verify some information. So whatever we went over today, it's going to be a lot quicker, and they're just going to verify it on the line with you, and then they're going to go ahead and get started on the case. Okay. Besides that, you can always reach me for any concerns, any questions, anything like that. And before I do let you go, do you have any questions for me?
No, ma'am. Not right now.
Great, great. Well, thank you for your time.
Like, how long the process take? Like, how long this process take, you know?
I'm sorry?
You know how long this process takes?
I know it can be a little lengthy since they are individual cases, but with that being said, they are typically larger than a class action. That is all I can say. But if you give the attorneys any questions you have, they would be better at assisting you.
Okay.
Yeah, but thank you for your time anyway, Jasmine, and I hope you have a great day, okay?
All right, thank you.
Of course. Bye-bye.